Sorry, I did not mean to yawn and stretch. It's just... Oh, the bed is so warm and snuggly. Oh, it's so nice. Don't be jealous. Only you are jealous because you're not here. You should be here, but you're not here because you have to go to work. So that was kind of mean. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be mean. Just wanted to ask you something. So I'm very sorry. I'm really, really, really sorry. And in fact, it's not that warm or that comfortable because you're not here, and that means it's kind of lonely and big, and I really wish you were still here. I love you. I'm going to ask you a question, a tiny question. It's not a tiny question, it's a big question, it's a massive question. It's a big deal. Darling, may I have your pillow? No, 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 no. Don't answer yet. And I know you said no, because of course you said no, because it's your pillow. This is... Don't be hasty. Don't be hasty, because you love me. You love me. But you also love your pillow. And I'm still in bed, and you're on the way to work, and it's cold outside. Oh, bum. I did not think this through. I did not think this through. It's just, I might have taken your pillow. I might be cuddling up to your pillow. And I realise that's so rude. That's so rude to do that and not ask you first. So I thought I would call you and ask you instead. I've just reminded you that you're not here. Which was mean. I'm awful. I am so awful. I just miss you. I'm almost certainly hopelessly addicted to your cuddles. So technically this is all your fault. It's not your fault, it's me. I'm going to get up. I'm definitely, definitely going to get up. But I don't want to. I really, really don't want to. But I'm going to because I am a mature, responsible adult. If you squint. A lot. Do you know why I always steal your pillow? It's got nothing to do with the fact that it's super fluffy and super nice and just the perfect pillow. Well, it has a little something to do with that. But mostly it's because it smells like you. And when you're not here, I can't hold it close. I can close my eyes and breathe in, and it makes it easier to pretend that you're still here. Because I hate being here without you. Which is... I love my bed. I've always been someone that loves their bed. But it's not the same if you're not here. And you're not here, you're on the way to work. And, I miss you. And I should probably warn you that when you get home tonight, I'm going to do nothing at all. I'm certainly, certainly not going to launch myself at you and just tackle hug you to the ground. I am going to do that. But I'll put down pillows first. Not your pillow, because, well, it's special. But I'll make sure you have a soft landing. And then we could snuggle. Ooh! We can make a little snuggle nest. That would be so nice. But if it's raining, it won't be nice because then it'll get wet. Tell you what, I will wait for you to get in, take off your coat, and then I will tackle you. Yeah. Or I could just let you get in and be civilized. But I want to hug you and kiss you and snuggle. I really need to get up. Not fair. I love you. And I miss you. And I really, really hope you have a good day at work. But if you don't, rest assured when you get home, I will hug it all better. I love you. And I am definitely getting up. In 5 minutes. Maybe 10. Maybe half an hour. I'll get up at some point. Right now, I just don't want to stop hugging your pillow. I'll see you tonight. I love you.